Thank you, Steve. Rather like in the main press conference, just a quick word first of all about Jonathan Grounds, in that probably a bit too soon to know the full extent, but nonetheless he's going to be a big miss for a while.
Yeah, hopefully not too long, but, you know, what constitutes too long in this game? He'll be having a scan later on this afternoon, so we'll know a little bit more, certainly by maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. But, yeah, it was a real blow to us to lose Jonathan on Saturday. We could have really done without that one.
He's a big character in the team in terms of his professionalism, in terms of his consistency as well, and it's going to take a little bit of tweaking to be able to replace him.
Well, we won't be able to replace him, that's for sure. You know, there'll be plenty of tweaking that has to go on, but we won't be able to replace him, which is why I put him straight in the team when I came back here, because he's the best left-back at the club. So, you know, a lot of his play, you know, he'll get overlooked from time to time, Jonathan, but he's good. He's an intelligent boy. He understands things. Whenever there's defending corners, you know, quite often they'll be, because you're not quite sure who they're going to throw into the box, you know, you might have your two or three markers that you know, but I always, when I looked out for a drop down from 3, 4 and 5, Jonathan will be always one of those players that I consult, because not only does he remember his own job, he's got the intelligence to remember two or three other boys' jobs as well. So he's very good at that, and it's only a small thing, it's a minor detail, but an important one. And we will miss him for sure, but we've got to do our best without him.
It's inevitable that you'll make some changes, like you did for the first match against Huddersfield. The encouraging thing is that in that game, not only did that group compete, but they could have won the game away from home.
Yeah, I mean, we felt as though we should have won the game away from home. We did think that Lukas Djukovic's header was onside, so, and we still think that. Maybe we didn't get lucky that day. Maybe we can get lucky with something tomorrow night. Because we'll still need an element of luck on our side. They're a Premier League team. But the boys that went up there, they did a great job. And, you know, we were in yesterday. We've finished our preparation today for tomorrow's game. So hopefully they can go and perform again.
And those players, you said before the game, you wanted to feel that you've got more players available and ready to play in the league as a result of it.
Yeah.
We've seen Jason Lowe get a chance to come on. We, you know, quite possible that Carl Jenkinson might get some opportunities now. Cohen Bramall had to come on at the weekend. So, again, it's the same rally call, isn't it? Prove that you deserve a place in the championship squad.
Well, I don't know if it's prove. What I want them to do is I just want them to be consistent, the other lads, which is what you want your first 11 to be. So the lads that haven't been in the starting lineup for a while, those who play in the starting lineup tomorrow night, there won't be any surprises there if they go and play well. There won't be any of them. What I don't want is I don't want any bad surprises. I don't want to see something I thought, oh God, I didn't know he's got that in him. You know, so I want more of the same of what I already know about the lads, really, not anything negative to come out of the game.
Of course, you and everybody in the squad needs to be concentrating just on Huddersfield, but there is no doubt that the prospect of Manchester United in the fifth round is something that any pro would relish.
Yeah, I mean, it is very difficult to go into this game not knowing what is potentially ahead for the winners of the tie. So we totally understand that. However, it would be also very remiss, very disrespectful to talk about Man United when we have Huddersfield in front of us. So 100% our focus is on Huddersfield and nothing else, because without playing well against Huddersfield, it doesn't matter who you're playing in the next round, it's irrelevant. So our focus is on Huddersfield, and I just hope that the boys can perform to the same levels as they did in the first game.